Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So you may remember that not so long ago, quite late in the year last year, we spoke about what things are like at Lilian Ngoyi Street. We also remember when we hosted the MMC of Transport in the city of Johannesburg, MMC Kinikunene, who said, look, there have been problems, right? There have been problems with also those people who had come in to do some work. And so today he released a statement and said the JRA and Step Up Engineering, which was the contractor that was on the ground that sort of had problems with delivery, has been reached. So some agreement has been reached. He is on the line with us to explain what that agreement says. MMC, a very good evening to you and Happy New Year.
Thank you for having me, Tumelo, and compliments of 2025.
Thank you so much for that. MMC, just give us a little bit of a background. The last time you spoke, the process of continuing with the construction of the road has stopped. Tell us why.
There were issues between JRA and Step Up Engineering in terms of the delays, in terms of payments to Step Up, in terms of people leaving. Critical people leaving Step Up and therefore creating a vacuum. So it was a blame game. Step Up blaming JRA, JRA blaming Step Up. Mm-hmm. JRA decided to terminate the contract and Step Up went to court.
Gotcha.
And that is when I stepped in because I know that legal proceedings can take a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant as long as there's a legal process, JRA could not appoint another service provider to continue with the project.
Mm-hmm.
So I then called Step Up and called JRA and put them in the same room and just made them realize the inconvenience that they are going to cause to the citizens of Johannesburg on this economic road that is very busy. And I implored them to come to an agreement. So that if Step Up wants to leave, then they can leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can appoint another contractor. And I was happy that the officials of Step Up understood where I came from. My
mm-hmm.
responsibility
mm-hmm.
is for service delivery to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in legal proceedings. I'm not interested in fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they then agreed that they would withdraw the court case,
mm-hmm.
the legal process,
mm-hmm.
but then they have to then sit down with JRA and the consultant, because there is a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Step Up wanted more than what JRA believed they deserved.
Mm-hmm.
The consultant came in, they quantified the work that Step Up did. And then they then came to an agreement that, okay, they will be paid for the work that the consultants have signed off.
Is the money that has been agreed to money that of the work that was done only, or money that was done and loss of potential income?
They raised the issue of loss of profit. And I said to them, I will not be able to pay them the amount that they were asking for. The city does not have that money.
Mm-hmm.
I explained to them that one of the reasons we are sitting around the table is because the city could not pay you on time.
Mm.
So you can't expect us to now have money from elsewhere. And with that openness, they understood and they were paid for the work that they did
mm-hmm.
and other construction fees that are related to the termination. But there was no payments on loss of income. There was no punishment to JRA
okay.
because I was very honest with them that we will not be able to have that money.
Since we were struggling to pay them on time, you know, are we going to be able to do that with the incoming contractor?
We had meetings with the new mayor, the city manager, the teams, and we had explained what had happened. And we have agreed with the mayor and finance that the Lilian Ngoyi project must be treated as a special project. So the invoices relating to Lille Ngoyi have to be prioritized as much as possible. And I think that is the first step in mitigating that which has happened. But we also expect the contractor to have finances to be able to pay up front, and the city will then pay later. Remember, we've got a 30-day arrangement to pay, but sometimes it gets to 60 days or it gets to more than 30 days. So we expect the contractor to have funds to sustain themselves while the city is paying them. But on the other hand, we had agreed with the mayor and the finance, MMC, and the team that we need to prioritize Lille Ngoyi invoices.
How quickly is this process of appointment of the second contractor now? You know, is that underway? What's the process going forward?
It's done, Pimelo. That's why I released the statement.
Okay.
The process from an SCM and probity point of view is done. The company has been appointed, and the company has already set up on site. They were pumping water out of the tunnels, out of the road infrastructure that needs to be attended to. So they've already started working.
I really, really appreciate you giving us this update. MMC for Roads and Transports in the city of Johannesburg, Kenny Kunene.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.